From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, September 5th. Coming up, Rentoul's mayor says he's been listening to the community for his first 100 days in office. Now, Samuel Hall says he's focused on supporting local businesses and bringing an inclusive vision for the village. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Students from all over Illinois are meeting in Chicago later this month to read their award-winning poetry. Illinois Humanities has used federal funding to host the contest in the past, but this year the organization pooled state and private dollars to make up for federal funding cuts. Eli Tepper won the award for his grade. He's an eighth grader in the Champaign Unit 4 school district. He says reducing arts funding points the U.S. in the wrong direction.
Letting our freedom of press and our freedom to express ourselves be taken away is not right, and I don't think that any good president would do that and then say that it's constitutional and correct.
The Trump administration says canceling the grant eliminates wasteful spending, and future funds will improve understanding of America's founding principles. A federal judge ruled those grant cancellations are unlawful. For Illinois Humanities, this is a win at the start of a long legal process. The Prairieland Punishers roller derby team is back in action this weekend in Bloomington with a first-of-its-kind event that skaters hope will help grow the sport. Saturday's doubleheader at the Interstate Center includes the first-ever bout open to all genders that's sanctioned by the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. Sierra Henry from Bloomington is a Punishers skater.
Hopefully there's going to be more opportunities for roller derby in Central Illinois and beyond. I know that there were a lot of leagues that folded during COVID, and so being able to bring everyone together through this bout is really incredible.
The Punishers also include skaters from Greater Peoria, Champaign-Urbana, Springfield, and Decatur. Urbana Mayor Deshaun Williams says there are no plans for the National Guard to be deployed to the city. In a statement on social media, Williams said false rumors have been spreading about federal troops being called to Urbana. The city has a National Guard armory located near the intersection of East University and Cunningham Avenues. Williams says the city will protect residents, quote, from any chaos or federal overreach. The mayor's statement comes as the Trump administration is reportedly sending hundreds of federal agents to a naval base in the northern suburbs of Chicago. Illinois officials say they expect Chicago could be targeted for immigration enforcement as early as this weekend. Former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is backing the Fair Maps ballot initiative to have Illinois' state legislative districts drawn by an independent commission. State, House, and Senate districts are currently drawn by lawmakers in the General Assembly. That means the party that holds the majority gets to draw the lines in their favor. Lightfoot tells the 21st show that approach creates the wrong incentive for politicians.
The elected officials are more beholden to the leaders of their caucuses, whether it's the Speaker of the House, whether it's the President of the Senate, and the people who fund them, than they are to the individual voters.
The current push for an independent commission would not affect the way congressional districts are drawn for the U.S. House of Representatives. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he supports independent commissions, but he says Democrats would be, quote, unilaterally disarming if it isn't done across the nation. Lightfoot says the state has to do the right thing, and creating more competitive maps would encourage more people to vote. Still to come, Rentoul's mayor says he's been listening to the community for his first 100 days in office. Now, Samuel Hall says he's focused on supporting local businesses and building an inclusive vision for the village. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of light rain or drizzle and a high of 70 degrees and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 47 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 73 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 45 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 72 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, road trips are an American tradition, and a big part of that can be unusual sights along the way. We'll talk about that with Rolando Pujol, who chronicles some of the best and weirdest of roadside Americana in his new book, The Great American Retro Road Trip. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's been more than 100 days since Samuel Hall took office as mayor of Rantoul. Hall says he has several goals. He wants to get young people civically engaged, support economic development, and make Rantoul more accessible for diverse groups, including its Spanish-speaking community. IPM's Patricia Bradford spoke with the new mayor about his plans for the village.
You not only made history as Rantoul's newest mayor in over a decade, but you're also the village's first Black mayor. What has that meant to you personally and then for the community?
Wow, yeah, that's that. I get asked that a lot.
Of course, I'm sure that's your first question.
Right, yeah, right, the very first question. And it means a lot. It means a lot to me. It's humbling, right? It's humbling. I have a great sense of pride, responsibility. But then I just hope that youth and young adults and old adults, you know, just understand the power of having a goal, building a team that's going to help support that goal.
So what were not only some of your top priorities, but then even some of the top concerns from village residents as you stepped into office?
My priorities are much what the village residents have shared with me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So transparency, right? Infrastructure is mm-hmm. a big priority, and it has been. And so as my 8 years on the board, I often tried to look at how we could, you know, repair streets and patch holes, our electrical system, you know, with the influx of business and what we want our housing landscape to be, we really need more power, electrical mm-hmm. power. And then, of course, economic development is another priority. You know, we're seeing growth throughout the village. Mm-hmm. There's not a day that doesn't go by that my staff and I are talking with potential businesses to come and set up shop in Rantoul.
What type of businesses?
Oh, well, we actually have some on the edge. We can't announce them, but we're looking at everything from hotels to restaurants to grocery stores, gas stations. That's a huge need too. And mm-hmm. so while it appears that a lot of priority have been put on the west side of town, I'm trying to get businesses throughout town, east side, north side, mm-hmm. west, and everywhere. So
you mentioned several construction and development projects that are potentially happening in Rantoul, mm-hmm. specifically the downtown street construction. I want to know a little bit more about the new public plaza. Can mm-hmm. you give us an update maybe on what's happening there, a timeline
sure.
as to where that's
sure.
at?
Yeah, this is a big project. This is about a $5 million project, maybe mm-hmm. some change, mm-hmm. and it's going well. It's slated to be completed by Thanksgiving,
okay,
with the minor, you know, planting, things that you would do in the spring. There'll be a theater and a sitting area. So when we have our Freedom Fridays and those live bands, mm-hmm. or maybe we just have a pop-up concert on a Thursday, is, you know, throwing that out there. It's going to be fantastic. The businesses are doing great. Some are along with this downtown streetscape project, some of them are putting in new windows, and, you know, it's taking time to this opportunity to kind of upgrade their look as well and so forth. So I'm excited.
So you're past your first 100 days. Have there been any changes in the way you communicate with the community?
I'm definitely more accessible, not in the office. So that's number one. And I think that's a huge one, right? We're going to do it in October. A strategic planning session, and that's where we'll get our village board as well as our department heads together, and we're going to plan the next 5 years, where we want to be, what we want to have, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's time. We haven't had a planning session in years, so it's time to do that, and why not do it now with new leadership?
So. Right. So then how are you measuring success or progress for this next year?
So I want to have, or I will have, you know, a boardroom that is conducive to persons who don't speak English.
Okay.
All right. So that's one. That, again, that goes to the transparency and getting more people involved. But I really want I really am pushing for another grocery store and another gas station. We're working on a housing program, a workforce program that would help put some of the housing that is not in use now, right? So some of it needs, some of them need a new roof, some needs new plumbing, you know, all sorts of things. So we'll have an apprenticeship program, and it'll be for Rantoul young adults who want to learn the trades. So it'll serve two needs. One, the employment needs of Rantoul residents, but then also put some homes back into our housing stock because we need more homes.
That was IPM's Patricia Bradford speaking with Rantoul Mayor Samuel Hall. You can hear the full conversation online at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Ryan Denham, Arjun Tucker, May Antar, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.